Congressman David Jolly and his Democratic challenger Charlie Crist met for their first debate night before last, and the sparks were flying. In one exchange, Jolly brought up the fact that Crist was once known as Chain Gang Charlie for his tough stance on crime, and he mentioned a photograph showing Crist looming over four black prisoners in chains, with Crist calling it, quote, a great sight, end quote. But is all that true? WSF's Steve Newborn checks in with Katie Sanders of PolitiFact, Florida.
The shackles were off during Monday night's debate between Pinellas Congressman David Jolly and his challenger, former Governor Charlie Crist. But shackles of a different sort were brought up during the debate at the Palladium in St. Petersburg. Jolly brought up Crist's image back in the 1990s as Chain Gang Charlie, saying that during a trip to Alabama, he wanted to start chain gangs again in Florida.
You stood there over three African-American prisoners in chains on their knees on the side of the road, saying it was a great sight.
But Crist said his trip was held during a crime wave in Florida and attacked Jolly for playing up the race angle.
For you to suggest that it had anything to do with race is appalling, and it's beneath you. And I'm embarrassed for you that you would say that about your fellow Floridian.
All right, to check into those comments, let's check in with Katie Sanders of PolitiFact, Florida. Hey, Katie.
Hey there.
So, Katie, there's several elements to check out here, whether the prisoners were all African-American, whether this happened on Juneteenth, which is the anniversary of the abolition of slavery, and whether Crist actually called it a great sight.
Well, Jolly is correct that this trip actually happened. In large part, the way Jolly said, we just found that he fuzzed a few of the details in this really passionate point during the debate. So Crist really did go to Decatur, Alabama, with the corrections secretary at the time. And there is a photo, even though it is a black and white photograph, that the majority of the inmates in this work program were African American. And you see Charlie Crist kind of walking by about four prisoners who are chained together and about to do some work. So the image that Jolly was painting really checks out. But there are a few inaccuracies in what he said as well. Number one, Crist did not actually say it was a great sight. That phrase comes from newspaper coverage at the time where the reporter said to for Crist, it was a mighty fine sight. That was the reporter writing, not Crist talking. However, Crist clearly had positive views of what was happening. He was quoted as actually saying, I see justice. I see justice being done. He also said he was very impressed by what he had seen so far. So there was the spirit of his approval, at least. The other part that Jolly fudged was that this happened on the eve of Juneteenth. So this visit actually happened more than a week before the anniversary of Juneteenth and not on the eve of it, as Jolly said.
All right. Also, Crist said that he took this trip with the Secretary of Corrections, who was an African-American at the time, too, because of the high crime rate in Florida at the time. What's the ruling on that?
Yeah, Crist offered several statistics off the top of his head. One of them was that in the mid-90s, Florida was number one in violent crime in America. And then to drive it home even more, he said, the only concern I had was for Florida citizens who were, quote, subjected to a violent crime every 3 minutes and 45 seconds. And it's actually well documented.
All right, so what actually happened from this trip? Charlie tried to get chain gangs instituted in Florida. Did he have any success?
He had some success, but it wasn't exactly what he had envisioned. He wanted this to be more public. He wanted people to be able to pass these prisoners on the highway in chains and for them to feel more shame about what they did to discourage other criminals. But the bill that would have made it more public was not heard in committee.
But we did have some of the prisoners on the side of the road in leg irons after this, right?
Yeah, so in our reporting, we found that Singletary, the corrections secretary, he agreed to enforce the law that was passed, but he didn't like the idea of chaining the prisoners together. So the way he went about it was chaining the prisoners' ankles, but not linking them from person to person, as Crist wanted. So Jolly's characterization of Crist's visit to Alabama rated half true, and Crist's defense centered on violent crime statistics rated true.
All right, Katie Sanders of PolitiFact, Florida, thanks for helping us unshackle the truth on these claims.
Thanks for having me.
Get more fact checks as we head toward Election Day at WSFnews.org.